Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. And we thank them so much. And you should thank them as well by using Paul Davis Restoration and their emergency technicians to clean up your home or office after a disaster has happened and put it back in the shape it was before said disaster came to town. Like a flood or maybe some storm damage or whatever it is. It's very easy for you to get to Paul Davis. You just go to acetj.com, and if our website is up and running, then you can get them there. But that's a crapshoot. No, I'm kidding. Our website's always up and going. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. So how you doing on dum-dums, Riggins? Are you making your way through the box?
I am, unfortunately. And
has anybody else been eating them? Do you know? Are you counting them every day?
Yeah, all the peach mango flavor are gone. So somebody took at least a couple of those.
It wasn't I, because I don't like mango.
Yeah, this is the best one, the peach mango.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I do have a confession.
Okay.
I had one yesterday, and it was the watermelon.
Oh, the watermelon's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, so watermelon dum dums.
Making your way through the box.
That's excellent. I am, that box. Unfortunately,
and, has anybody else been eating them?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I was trying to see if it was working. I forgot it placed through the board there. Whatever. Let me try to make sure it's working.
Well, it's working for now.
Yeah.
But you know, Todd will be running around like a chicken with his head cut off in a few minutes, trying to get it back up and going.
Panicking.
I'm just kidding, Todd.
I know.
I'm just kidding. You've never done that. You've never done that every time. You've never done it every time we've done Share Funny on the YouTube and the Facebook. Cubby is here. He's a longtime friend. And Alexis is sick. She has stuffy nose, coughing nonstop, and sore throat. And we're not diagnosing her with anything from here. So we don't even use the C word.
Oh, why would we call her?
We wouldn't, Riggins. That's what I'm saying. We would not.
Most definitely not.
No, we would not.
I did talk to her this morning already.
You did?
Yeah. I sent her a little cute picture. I said, I hope you feel better. Here's a picture of some chickens, you know, in the cute outfits. Thought that might cheer you up. And she said, I feel like death. It's horrible. So she's not doing well.
Hmm.
She has the worst look.
I mean, you don't think she's speaking in hyperbole? You think that she really does feel like death?
She does have a habit of doing that.
Maybe I should clean her crystals. Maybe they're not giving her that stuff it's supposed to do.
What's that? The magic
devil
potion?
Stuff. I don't know. It ain't working.
Yeah, I can't believe you're sitting at her desk over there, Cubby, with those crystals in front of you. Your church is going to kick you out.
I prayed the blood over them.
You prayed the blood.
All right.
No, I'm not kidding. You think I'm not trying to be funny or kidding. I rebuked it.
That's whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
And I brought some sandy wipes. You know.
This is Cubby's first time in our new little studio here. And I mean, it's nothing fancy, but we call it home. You know, it's a place to call home, Cubby.
I feel like I'm in a mountain cabin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cozy.
Right.
Yeah.
So what happened was when we were looking for backdrops for the studio here for cameras and all, Todd had all of these examples of things to put on the wall to make it look like whatever. So I don't know why I ended up with this involvement, but because I'm usually not involved with things. I don't get involved. And so I sent around samples that Todd had found, and one of them says, everybody cool with this? If we go on the walls, group text. And everybody seemed to be either okay with it or didn't respond. And so now, Riggins and Ace every day talk about how much they hate it.
I have not said it every day. I said it one day, Tuesday.
Yeah, and then a couple of times before that.
Maybe I
and,
did.
And all I know that.
Only,
so,
only once this week have I mentioned.
My thing is...
What? What is your thing, Cubby?
It's not even.
Well, we got to finish it. I didn't realize we were going to be... Never mind.
You didn't realize we were going to be what?
I didn't realize using that it? You would be able to see it, that we weren't planning on using GoPros. Now GoPros have such a wide shot you can
see. Yeah, so
the first cameras that we paid for, we didn't need it to go all the way up.
Right.
Yeah. Those didn't work. We had to pay for some new cameras because we got money coming out of our ass these days.
Because because what happened was is that Todd thought it was going to be easy to put this stuff up on the wall. Then when he got into it, he called me cussing, needing some help. Are you going to be around? I mean, it was worse than tinting windows. If you ever done that, there are bubbles all in it. And also, he wanted to get just the bare minimum up that was going to be seen on camera because it was driving him nuts, and he was about to punch holes in the wall. And it did. It looked like a tedious job.
It was.
And you know how I helped? I brought him a beer.
He did. He did.
Because I can't do any of this stuff. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't know either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have the patience to do that. So I gave him a beer. It's always the best medicine.
Yep.
What, Riggins?
What the hell are you bringing me in for?
Your mic's down.
Well, you say
I
you
didn't
don't,
said anything you about said these walls. Looks,
yeah, you have.
I beg your pardon.
You said
I
it looks
not.
Silly. Is huh? You, the quote you had was, it looks silly.
Stop it. That's
why ridiculous. Would I make that up?
I don't know. Why would you make that up?
I wouldn't.
Because I'm in here and he's trying to push a button.
No, yeah. He really did. He said it looks silly.
See, this is the... You're the problem.
It makes me want to just like get on a couch and lay down, and I'm comfortable.
Yeah, it's very warm in here. Turn the fireplace down.
Is that like a therapist's office, or like what are you talking about? Reese is all upset now.
He did say it was silly.
No, I did not. I liked it. I was the loudest voice. And this
I know,
one,
and
this
that's
one,
what
and
baffled
one.
Me when you said it looked
oh,
silly.
Stop it. You're making stuff up. You're lying.
Oh, I know why they let you pick it out, because you were getting stuff together for your new house, so they just added one more thing to you.
No, that wasn't it. I didn't pick out anything for that.
Oh. Well, there you go.
See, this is why I don't get involved.
Good. No one asked you to be involved in this.
Yeah, they did.
Who?
Adam and Todd both wanted my opinion, and I don't, you know, like, whatever.
I mean, your name is just Aunt TJ.
Yeah, I know, Cubby. That's the problem. That's my name. It's just Aunt TJ. That's all I'm known as. But anyway, we're going to have to burn it all down. You're going to have to. It's the only way we're going to get these stickers off the wall is to use a flamethrower to peel them off. Because that's not
like
coming off.
3 feet of paint to cover that.
Yeah. And Todd explained it like it was going to be static stickers, like you put on your windshield and stuff. But it's not. I mean, it's full on stickers.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I thought it was vinyl flooring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I mean, it has that texture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to, because, you know, the good thing is that we rent the place.
Right.
And you know, we're going to have to put it back in its condition it was when we started renting it.
I've dealt with these types of situations renting in the past.
And?
This is why you pay a security deposit.
Yeah.
Always consider that money gone.
Yeah.
That way if it comes back to you, it's a surprise. Furniture in college. You know, a couple other places I've lived.
Yeah.
It's like that. I don't know. If you get half of it back, it's a win.
Oh.
So let's go to Chili's.
But the problem the problem is, though, is that we rent this office space and all from a very good friend of ours, mine and Jody's friend.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're going to be known as the trashy people that destroyed the rental property.
Yeah.
But I'll just say what I normally say. That was Ace.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Anytime some listener comes up to me with some problem, offended by something I said on the radio, I'll go, I didn't say that. That was Ace. You need to talk to him.
Yeah. That's awful. Yeah, you should confront him about it.
Ace, yeah. You said my son's teacher was a Marxist. That wasn't, I don't say that. Are you kidding me? My mom's a retired teacher. That was Ace that said that. You got a bone to pick with him, not me. And then I go on about my business.
Right. And then they come over and pick a bone with me. And I'm like, first off, you have the wrong part. No, that, he said it was you.
Oh. Yeah. I have a confession that I need to make. And I'll just make it to y'all while Alexis isn't here. Because then y'all can, you know, y'all can... We could play it out whenever she comes back, if she comes back. Okay. One of those jokes I've been playing on her that doesn't pay off until who knows when, like I do to you, Riggins, when I set some kind of prank in your apartment and then you don't find it for a week, but then when you do, it's big laughs for everybody.
It's hilarious.
Because I've been lying to her for a while.
About what?
About something. We'll take a break and then we'll tell you. After that, it's so funny.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and T.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So are the cameras back up and going?
I'm working on it.
Okay, so for the first time, it's happened where there was a hiccup in the video streaming of the live Share Funny, but that's fine. Nobody would have known that was coming unless they've ever tried to watch any other live streaming of Share Funny on the Ace and TJ show. Okay, I like to do pranks on people where you just plant the seed and then later on something reveals it when it just comes out of nowhere. That's what I've been doing with Alexis because she loves talking about TV shows that we all watch. And talking about, can you believe that happened and this happened and all that stuff. But those types of shows, usually I'm behind on because it has to be something that where my wife and I both have time to sit and watch the show together. And so she won't talk about what's gone on because I'm behind. Well, she has been going nuts to talk about the end of Ozark. And she keeps saying, have you watched it yet? Have you watched it yet? And I say, I haven't watched it yet. And she's like, oh, why can't you just watch it? And I said, it's not me. I've got plenty of time. Talk to your friend Jody about it. She doesn't have time to watch it. And then I will throw something else out there. Like, oh, Jody and I started this show, and it seems like it's pretty good. So you start a new show, and you haven't even finished Ozark? I'm dying to talk about this. Finish. And there was another show, it was Mayor of Kingstown that we legitimately hadn't finished since everybody else had. And she texted Jody and said, would you please finish this blah, blah, blah. Well, I saw the end of Ozark a long time ago. And
that's awesome.
And I just kept playing it. I haven't seen it because she was supposed to have a meeting with Jody today about some client stuff and visit a client together and that kind of thing. And I was waiting for her to tell Jody, you need to watch Ozark so I can talk about it. And then Jody reveal, he's lying to you. We watched that last week. That would have been hilarious, right?
Yeah, because she's been asking every single day.
Really. Yeah, so now that she's sick, she's not going to be meeting with Jody today. So I figured, I mean, she just ruined the whole thing.
This is even more sadistic because you're not going to be able to see the reaction.
Yeah.
When Alexis finds out that you're just lying.
Mm-hmm.
And have been lying.
Right.
And then I was planning
on whenever she started, you know, giving me crap about it, I would just ignore her messages or whatever. See, that is wholesome comedy.
It's perfect.
Right there. Because you know what? I never have said that my goal is to entertain a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Most of the time, my goal is to entertain myself. And then if other people like it, then that's just icing on the cake.
Right.
So that's why it doesn't bother me, Riggins, to not be around for the payoff of a joke that I'm doing or a prank.
Yeah.
Because the imagining, you know, of what's going on and then getting the reaction later from the person is enough for me.
They'll
tell him how annoyed they are by it.
Yeah.
It's all he really needs.
Mm-hmm. The pranks you've pulled on me were like that.
Yeah.
Where you weren't around to see my reaction to it, but you could imagine how I reacted.
And it gives me something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that one day you're going to come in and go, why did you leave a cup of urine on my guest bath counter?
Yeah, I was pissed about that one.
It said sample on it.
Yeah, no, the...
you didn't know that, Todd? You never heard that?
I didn't know it had sample written.
Yeah. He found a Sharpie somewhere in my apartment. Now I got to think about TJ just like in the middle of the night, like wandering around my apartment looking for a Sharpie. But the other one, the one that was funny that actually made me laugh was I had a Kleenex in the bathroom sink. And he stuffed a bunch of cotton balls in it. So when you pull out a t-shirt, 100 cotton balls come flying at me, went all over my floor like 100. What a psycho. Yeah.
And it's in his guest bathroom, so he's not in there every day doing it. So it's a delayed thing.
I was like, oh, great, a tissue. Like an airbag going off.
Yes, and that was before he had the dog. So the dog keeps him running all over his apartment now. So, but I don't know when I'm going to tell. If she's not listening to this now or whatever, I don't know when I should tell her that I've been lying, or should I just come in and go, all right, I finally watched it, and then never admit that I've been lying about it.
I think you've got to eventually why stop now? Drag it out.
Yeah, drag it out.
Because eventually she'll text Jody like, Jody, would y'all please watch the last Ozark?
Right. I even told her that thing about Jody has a hang up with shows that she really likes. She doesn't want them to be over, so she tries to savor them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm really like that.
Yeah, Jody is too, but she wasn't like that with Ozark.
I still haven't watched the end of that Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I just don't want it to be over.
Yeah, I never watched any of that.
It's very good.
Oh, it is good.
Really good.
How many episodes was it?
10.
Yeah, that's a lot on a documentary.
Yeah, 10 one-hour episodes.
Yeah, that's close to 10 hours.
Almost.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So you won't watch the last one because you don't want it to be over?
I mean, I will. I'll just drag it out.
But, I mean, that thing's been around for over 2 years now.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
No. So it was really edge of your seat.
Yeah. Stuff. No, it was good stuff. It was good stuff, but I just forgot about it.
So we just finished the Janet Jackson one.
Oh, yes.
And that was good.
I can't believe you haven't watched it yet, Ace.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
You don't want to, or?
I don't care. I'm not that interested. One way or the other, I'll get to it.
Blasphemy.
It's all right.
She's still so pretty.
I'm sure she is.
Oh,
she is
gorgeous. She is so pretty. And so is that Reby. Her sister Reby is 71 years old, and she's still bad, though.
Really?
I've been watching this great documentary about a Russian nuclear sub that got lost in the early 70s and how we fooled the Russians and went and found it in the Pacific and raised it. It's about 2 hours long, but it's pretty good.
You know, that's going on right now with one of our highly technical airplane, our fighter jets, slipped off the end of the aircraft carrier into the water, and we're trying to get to it and bring it back up before China does.
Really?
Because it's got a lot of technology in it that China doesn't have.
That's the way this one was. So they created this whole, working with Howard Hughes, they created this entire fake drilling expedition so the Russians wouldn't figure out that they actually knew where that submarine had gone down. And so there's how they had to create this device to pick it up 3 miles down, 3 miles in the water.
But you know, I ain't gonna lie, I love a good drilling expedition.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I do.
It's 3 miles farther than the Titanic was.
I don't know how deep the Titanic was.
Well, it was just on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's different depths.
Yeah,
the ocean is.
The ocean's a different depth.
Flat.
Yeah.
It's not like the deep end of the pool where it only goes to a certain number and then stops.
That's why, like, sometimes, like, if you ever go to the beach, you can wade out into the water, and that's, like, knee-deep. And then the farther you get, it's, like, waist-deep.
Well, I'm sure when you go as far as your eye can see, that's probably the deepest part.
Yeah, but, no, it's all different.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The whole ocean, the ocean floor.
I mean,
floor
I know it's not flat, but.
No, the ocean floor is very different. Some parts, even the middle of the ocean, some parts will be super deep, and some parts will be not quite as super deep.
And sometimes the ocean ceiling is higher than other places. You got a lower ceiling in some. You know, not all the whole ceiling isn't the same height. Stop. Like, there are sometimes, if Ace went underwater, he'd have to duck walking through because the ceiling was low.
Whoop.
The ocean floor, the walls, I mean, they're never straight. You know, the corners are never straight. It's just crazy down there. Crazy. Did y'all see where that vet did emergency cataract surgery on a puffer fish?
Yeah,
I saw that. Dumb.
Why is it dumb?
It's just dumb.
See if you can do it.
I know. But
a little puffer fish can see now.
They don't know that.
Who doesn't know that? The vet?
Nobody knows whether they can see or not. It's a puffer fish.
Yeah. That's crazy. They did, was it out of the, they did it in the water? Did they pull it out of the water?
I think they did, but they probably ran a hose to it or something. You know how they, when they get those sharks up on the boat?
Yeah, they just know, keep
they
hosing
just put
them.
That hose in there.
Yeah, so it was little drops of water with a little bit of anesthesia in it.
Oh, really? Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Water with some anesthesia.
Yeah, who needs that water with bubbles? Yeah. You just want the knockout drops.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is, but who paid for that? You know,
the puffer fish's family.
Puffer fish got a huge copay.
They're going to bill him later.
Yeah.
It's a puffer fish.
Yeah, that's the poisonous one, right?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
If they puff you, I think it's got poison in it.
Ain't you a pretty little puffer fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you, girl.
But it's got cataracts. Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, you can see cataracts. So we'd be able to, you'd be able to tell if it cleared them up.
Yeah. Makes your eyes look all milky and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a picture of it, it'll have a little white in the lens.
Yeah, the cataracts? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my grandfather had to have a cataract removed from one eye.
Yeah, my grandma.
And I always thought they were saying Cadillac.
I got a Cadillac.
Oh, having a Cadillac in your eye.
Papa, you get rid of them Cadillacs in your eyes.
Dream big.
Why are you doing that? Yeah, that was at the Columbus Zoo.
Oh.
In Ohio. That's where Jack Hanna is, right? Or was. Is he alive?
I have no idea.
Jack Hanna?
I think Hanna's alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
For now, I guess.
Okay. I just always assumed Jack Hanna was in San Diego.
He just got diagnosed with something. Like dementia. He actually just, Jack Hanna just got diagnosed with dementia.
That's right. He did.
Bless him.
That's a bummer.
Hmm. Well, he's not the one that did the surgery.
Okay, good.
It wasn't he who did the surgery.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was Columbus Zoo.
Zoo and Aquarium was recently diagnosed with dementia and is now believed by his family to be Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, no.
May of 2021. Beat me to it, Jack.
So
that's in my future. I'm already, you know, I'm cool with it.
Oh, don't speak it.
So my wife and kids one time went to the Columbus Zoo because they had gone with Jody's parents to visit their families in Indiana, and I didn't want any part of that. So that's why I wasn't with them. And they stopped along the way at the Columbus Zoo, and she said that Jack Hanna would just come riding through there on his golf cart, just like, you know, just like nobody's business, just coming through there big as you please.
No way.
He should be so funny on the Letterman Show.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guest. Good late night guest.
He was funny on the Letterman show way after Dave stopped being funny on the Letterman show. What an asshole that guy is. Am I right? Dave Letterman.
A little bit here and there that I've seen. He can be that way.
I think he's
from Indiana, too.
You'd be in a bad mood, too, wouldn't you?
Huh?
You'd be in a bad mood, too, wouldn't you?
If I were from Indiana? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, where are the women with makeup? Oh, my God. No, I'm kidding. The women in Jody's family, they do wear makeup. The women known as Jody and her mom and her sister. The women who got out of Indiana.
I was going to say that there's a theme there between the three of them that wear makeup.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong if a woman chooses not to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Rob, because I know you said your girlfriend doesn't wear makeup.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong. And she's pretty enough not to do it. I mean, I've watched her sleep.
With the CPAP mask on?
Yep. Is your girlfriend religious?
No.
Oh. You know, sometimes they don't let you wear makeup.
Oh, Pentecostal. Yeah. United Pentecostals.
Well, no, now you can.
United Pentecostals can now wear makeup?
I don't know about United. I'm just...
You're not United Pentecostals. Yeah. You're Church of God, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like when my mom was coming up, you couldn't wear makeup or pants.
Right.
But now you can.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. But just United Pentecostal is don't cut your hair, only wear skirts, and no makeup or jewelry.
And those girls are always wild in school. Not all of them, but the ones that were out of control.
Yeah.
But, Rob, Meredith and I have matching CPAP masks. So, you know, we CPAP people feel each other. You know what I'm saying? We got a bond.
I still can't wear mine.
Why?
Oh, it feels like I'm in a spaceship or something.
Yeah.
Does it help you sleep?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't used it.
So you just tried it on and said, there's no way I'm going to try to sleep with it.
Well, I can't do it. No.
Right.
Can't do it.
How long did you keep it on?
Until I, try to go to sleep.
Okay.
So what kind of mask do you have?
I've had an entire face mask before, but I guess my face doesn't have the right features. So when the level goes up, it's like, and my face just moves, and you can hear it sounds like it's passing gas, but it's just air leaking out.
All right, let me be more specific with my question.
Okay.
Do you have any equipment that is barely used, like the hose or a mask that I can have?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
What you want nose, you want half face, you want full face, entire face?
You got all of those things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just had the one over your mouth and nose, like an oxygen mask.
I get you.
Okay. Cool.
Sure.
And you've never slept with it on?
No.
You've never fallen asleep?
I've fallen asleep with the full, it's not a full face, it's an entire face. But it woke me up because the pressure's so high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I have 103 apneas per hour.
Sounds like you need it.
That's a good sound. Girl, I got 103 apneas per hour. Like, what?
Yeah, that could be a random redneck.
Oh, my God. I'm in a damn spaceship.
103 apneas per hour. Yeah.
Now, I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, 30 is considered extreme, I think.
I have 1,000 pennies.
Yeah. 30 is extreme when you have 103 an hour? Mm-hmm. So put the mask on.
Maybe try the mask.
Check.
Figure out how to get the mask on then.
I can get it on. I just can keep it on.
Don't they have that one that they can surgically do now?
I have too many apneas. It's too severe.
My apneas.
Rob, he just said he's got 103 apneas. Yeah.
That's for mild to moderate.
I got too many apneas.
Yeah, it's only for mild to moderate.
My whole damn bedroom is overflowing with apneas.
Sleep apnea is one out of 103.
I got as many sleep apneas as most men have sperms.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
TJ Family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Right then.
Can I ask, I did not know that's what they're called, apneas. I didn't know it, what technically would be an apnea.
When you stop breathing, an episode where you stop breathing, right?
For a certain amount of seconds. Yeah.
So 103 an hour, you have apnea.
That's what the sleep study showed several years ago.
It's probably
it could be more or less now.
What
it's probably bullshit. They're probably just lying.
Yeah.
What do they know?
Like they dozed off and what Kobe said, how'd I do? Like, yeah. 103 an hour.
Well, it was very quick because I was thinking I had to be there all night, but I fell asleep like, oh, we're good. We got everything we need.
That means you were so bad off the chart. They were like, well, we're done. We can't let that guy stay.
My daughter said, I was asking my daughter, like, how am I compared to other people? He said, well, sir, I'm going to put it like this. I've only had one person worse than you. And
but what about your sleep study? They're no longer with us. Oh, wow. They have been patted in the face with a shovel at that point. Whoa.
Well, all right. Get that on, man.
Today is Thursday, and that means the one-star script club reviews.
All right.
Riggins said that it's quality over quantity today.
Okay.
Unfortunately. We've done a lot of these, you know. We've been keeping this going for quite a while. So I'm not going to say we're at the bottom of the barrel, but there are still some good ones to be had, and new reviews are posted all the time.
Want a theme song.
Say it again?
I want a theme song for this.
We should have done that song 6 months ago.
Get a theme song when it's about to, it's on that last lap with that checkered flag about to wave it into hail.
That's right.
You turn to strippers when you've got the blues, but not these, because these are one star strip club review.
There you go. There's our theme song. We just made it. This is where we go across the country reading real one star strip club reviews. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We will start in Portland, Oregon, at a place called DV8. Tom left a one-star review recently. He said, this place is super sketchy. It's got a super sketchy parking lot where I have seen someone get stabbed and another guy almost shot. And it's underwhelming inside, filled with way too many people for a pandemic. Surprisingly lax about those operating business guidelines during Corona. If you want to be wet and cold in the rain out in a tent in a previously stated sketchy parking lot, go here. That means because it's Portland, yeah, they're doing it all outside. Ugh. In a tent.
In Portland, women.
In a tent. Oof. And you're getting rained on. Oh, my God.
You so must is the tent really allowed to have sides? It has to have sides, right?
I guess, yeah.
But you have to be such a desperate level of pervert to want to go sit in the cold and the rain and the snow of Portland to see some stripping.
I mean,
in the pandemic,
in a damn pandemic, and he's still worried about Corona. It's like that's what you're saying. Worried about.
You go in the most strict mask wearers in stores now around here look like that they're covered in pandemic germs of other kinds.
Yeah.
But they're worried about, you know, they got to make sure their masks are on and everything. Meanwhile, they got doo-doo on their hands. And
yeah.
Just terrible.
They've got poop on their hands. Mm-hmm. That's true.
They're scared to get my germs.
Yeah, right.
Get out of here.
We can go to the Bear's Den in Magna, Utah. I thought this was like a gay strip club, but it's not. It's called the Bear's Den. Luke left a one-star review, very short and to the point. Imagine all the assholes and dirtbags gathered in one place. That's the Bear's Den. One star. Just imagine it.
Thank you, Luke.
It's a meeting. Then we can go to the End Zone in Port Matilda, Pennsylvania. Hey, where are you from? I'm from Port Matilda, Pennsylvania. Beg your pardon?
You don't think of port anything being in Pennsylvania.
No. And then if you ask them, well, what's that near? They go, Valley Ridge.
Yeah, right.
Like, never heard of either one of those. It's like, we're,
yeah.
What's it near that we've heard of?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. That's about it. Nick went to the end zone, and he left a one-star review. This is the worst strip club I have ever been to. After I drank one beer, two bouncers came up and chokeslammed me straight to the ground.
That's all he did. That's drink all. One beer.
I drank one beer. Two bouncers came up to me, chokeslammed me straight to the ground. Kicked me out right away. One had blonde hair. The other had a Spider-Man tattoo on his elbow. My friend tried to record the video, but the Spider-Man tattooed man tackled him to the ground and made him delete the video. In conclusion, it was the worst clubs I've ever been to. I will never come back. One star.
You know what? I bet he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah,
they're not right. Letting him back.
Right. Yeah. You don't get to come back. Not after that.
Wow. I mean, they're a little quick on the trigger, aren't they? He just drinks one beer and gets chokeslammed.
Straight to the ground.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, that was a tough night for him. That is not cool at all.
You wonder if they waited until the moment he finished that beer.
Yeah, they're like,
as soon as he finished, just wait. When the beer touches the bar, chokeslam.
Boom. Then we can go to Denver, Colorado. PT's Centerfold Gentlemen's Club. Tommy left a one-star review. Why are all the strippers in Denver fat and old? It's disgusting. Sure, some guys like that, but isn't the point of a strip club to go see younger, hotter, thinner women than your wife? Put some effing gyms in this town. One star.
Yeah, because Denver is known for nothing but overweight people.
Yeah. It's like, put some effing gyms here, for God's sakes.
Isn't the point.
Come on.
Younger, hotter, thinner than your wife.
Shit. Bullshit.
I want to see what that guy looks like.
Oh, like an asshole. Then we can wrap up in Portland, Oregon again. We're at a place called Sassy's. Jeff left a one-star review. I'm sitting here on drink number two, and not one girl has said hello. There's three customers in this whole place. I've got money to spend. Y'all need some training on sales. Takes more than being cute to earn a paycheck.
One star. So he's sending it. He's in the club while he's there.
I'm going to leave it.
I'm so offended. I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah. Instead of telling the staff, hey, y'all come pay me some attention. I got money to spend. Or either go and leave a Yelp review on them.
BRB. They should have chokeslammed his ass. Stay off your phone.
But first of all, when you walk into a strip club and there are only two other patrons there,
yeah,
you got to have an idea of what the show's going to be like.
Yeah. It's not going to be a surprise to you.
Yeah. I mean, you're not stepping into a Vegas showgirl routine.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's one of those hold my purse strip clubs.
Yeah.
You know, Darlene, it's my turn. Hold my purse. And then they go up on the stage and dance.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Yay.
Yeah, those are fun.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, Search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey. Cubby was just asking us where we recommend that he go to eat when we're finished here. And Rob has a whole list of, since we've been working up here in the suburbs, Rob has become friends with all of the food places. Mm. So
there is a plethora up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I just don't know where they're at.
It's what the burbs are all about, man.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is this, did you say this Sonny's barbecue up here is closed?
That's
now?
Gone.
Yeah. And really? You found that out the hard way, didn't you?
Sure did.
You were up here, was it for Ace's wedding party thing or whatever it was?
I don't know what it was.
And you went there because you were looking forward to it and they were closed?
I don't know what it was, but I went for something. I went there for your wedding party because that's when my pants popped.
It was still open then?
Yeah, it was open then.
Okay. But.
So you ate there and then after that your pants popped on you before you got to?
Yeah, so I had to put my belt a notch up so I could keep my pants up to go to your wedding party.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had to tighten the belt an extra notch.
Yeah. Thank the Lord it worked.
Yeah, well.
You got one of those click belts?
Excuse me?
A click belt?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't have holes with the little stem in it. It just clicks when you do it. And then you can let it out a click or so after you eat.
No, I don't have
it's
that.
It's good.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah. Everybody that has one seems to love it.
I don't like wearing a belt. It makes me feel like I'm like going to pop.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, it does.
So you put a lot of strain on a button then, huh?
I do. Yeah.
I mean, the button's doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Are you a button or a snap person on your pants?
A button.
Button. Okay.
Yeah, I was in New York. I go to see Shawn Mendes, and I went to Outback to try it out because, you know, it's Outback, and I've never been to that one. And as soon as I got up, pew, there goes my pants.
The button pops?
Yep.
So was this before the show?
Right on the way.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
I had a belt on. Thank the Lord. I got an extra belt in my car now just in case something happens.
I do, too. Know.
Mm-hmm. Can't be popping my pants in front of Shawn Mendes. Yeah,
I know.
He took his eye out.
Yeah. Imagine.
It's just like,
bing! It hits him in the face.
What the show? I'm going to meet and greet. My pants pop. My button took out Shawn Mendes's eye.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's Shawn Mendes concert at Madison Square Garden has been canceled.
Ooh.
Shawn was hit in the eye with a button.
I was aiming that for Camilla.
And is on his way to the hospital.
What the shit was that? God, oh my.
So is the New York Outback better than the Outbacks around here?
No, it's the same. It's the same. The way they prepared the Bloomin' Onion was spot on. Now, some places are a little bit different depending on who's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can be great or they can be excellent, but this was spot on.
It was really good. So you went to New York,
one of the great restaurant cities in the world, and ate it Outback.
Well, I tell you, because I was in a hurry.
Okay.
And it was on my way. It was two blocks from the hotel. I'm like, Outback, I know what they stand for.
I get it.
So
he knows what they stand for.
Authentic Australian cuisine.
I won't have any surprises.
I'm going to be eating in the bush tonight. Right. Out of Australia.
I know their principles.
I love damn Crocodile Hunter and Crocodile Dundee. So I know what the Australian people is all about.
But I will not eat their new chicken tenders, though. I revolt.
Why?
Because they're not the same.
Oh, they changed. Oh, that's right. You posted about that.
But have you tried them?
Yeah, I tried them. Okay. I mean, they're okay, depending on who cooks them. So what I do now is, when I go to Outback, I'll get a Bloomin' Onion, a side salad, and I'll get my drink in the big bloke glass, those big glasses that beer comes in, maybe a dessert, and then I'll go to the Chick-fil-A afterwards.
All right. Well, do you ask them who's cooking when you go to your neighborhood Outback? You say, who's cooking tonight? Because I know who does the Bloomin' Onion right and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And if they say somebody that you know doesn't do the Bloomin' Onion right,
you make a face. Like, mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we got small onions in. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you leave or what?
Well, no, I still eat it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who cooks it?
I mean, it does, but I mean, what am I going to do about it?
Well, you sent your fries back at Chili's one night us because they weren't hot enough.
Well, no, I'll send it back. Oh, and I hate cold food. Huh.
What happened with the fries? I didn't hear
they
this.
They were hot enough. So he
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't like things that are... If you go to a restaurant, I want food that's warm or hot temperature. I don't like... If you're paying for it, I don't want it to be lukewarm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
He did tell you, he said, that these aren't hot enough. You didn't say warm enough. You said hot enough. So
you just have the blooming onions.
And so they were...
Blooming onions, salad, tea.
Tea?
You said, didn't you say tea?
No.
Diet Coke, sorry. Mm-hmm. Blooming onion, side salad, Diet Coke. And then you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like eat the nuggets.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's and a Chick-fil-A across the street. So just depending on, you know, budget.
Okay. Yeah.
So what did they change about their chicken tenders?
They're not frozen and have a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's they're hand-breaded now.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't like that.
All right, so you'd rather them just come already frozen and breaded and throw it in like the grease?
I like the breaded already, but everybody's on the hand-breaded kind of kick now. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
He's not alone. Meredith is very upset about it as well.
Yeah, so there you go. You and Meredith need to start a revolt. That's what y'all need to do. If you can wake her up and get her.
Wake up. We're protesting today, baby. I need you up and alert.
Got it.
And focused.
Got to push that protest back till noon.
Yeah, you get your ass up. We got important shit to do today.
Man, get your students to make us these signs.
Yeah.
And that'll be our first thing in the protest.
I was just reading the Bloomin' Onion nutrition facts.
Oh. Why would you do that?
And don't you just get the petals? You still do that?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Because I don't get the entree anymore. What am I going to get? You can get petals as a side with your entree, but I don't get an entree anymore.
So you just refuse to eat the? They're that bad.
I'll get them sometimes, but I don't like them.
So they're not as good to you as McDonald's McNuggets.
No,
really.
Because I love McNuggets too, but
sure.
Oh, when McNuggets are hot and fresh.
Yeah.
And see, sometimes they try to connive. They'd be like, oh, we just dropped them. No, you didn't. I want them out the grease.
They try to lie.
We just put them out about 3 minutes ago. And I was not fresh.
Yeah. I want them out the grease. Well, I just wish if chicken tenders were made out of chicken thighs, they'd be a lot better. I don't like the white meat. But who listens to me? Nobody.
Clearly not.
I just don't like we're doing our own hand breading kind of thing. Everybody's trying to be trendy. It's like,
next thing you know, they'll be putting Brussels sprouts in there.
Oh my God.
And milk bread.
I think I had a Brussels sprout one time in Miami.
It's not even his memoir.
Is
that why you went?
You had a Brussels sprout in Miami.
I think I've seen one in Miami.
Who has a Brussels sprout?
I think I drove by one time.
Was it Miami or no?
It was Miami.
No, it was Sydney.
No, I've never been to Sydney. It was Miami. It was good. It was a Moroccan restaurant. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, God.
But why'd you only eat one?
Because I was full.
You ate at a Moroccan restaurant.
Yeah.
What did you eat at the Moroccan restaurant?
I don't know.
And what?
I really don't remember. I just remember, vegetable. Good.
Yeah. So who was with you that was good looking enough to make you want to go into a Moroccan restaurant?
A very good looking model friend of mine. Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo? Does that sound right? Cleo's.
Are you talking about the phone psychic?
No, but it sounds like her.
Okay, well, Miss Cleo was the phone psychic.
Okay, so it was Cleo's Moroccan. They're no longer in business. It was at the Rock.
Well, damn, now what are we going to do this week?
No, that place, you would have loved it. It was wonderful.
Why would I have loved it?
Because it was highfalutin, you know.
Oh.
No, like good recipes and things. Mm-hmm. You know, just not something you'd get everywhere.
Yeah, not frozen and then fried and out the grease.
Yeah,
okay,
pretty much.
But I like out the grease too, Kobe.
Yeah, every once in a while,
I really like that.
Y'all got onion petals. They're like, no.
Yeah, that was so good. You could get the onion petals and.
Y'all got any of the old chicken tenders in the freezer? Any of the old recipe?
Oh my God!
I wish I'd have known. And I started hoarding them. So did they let you know ahead of time that they were going to discontinue those? You just went one time and you were what is wrong with these?
No, I had to call y'all, remember?
Yeah. Did you say he was beside himself? Yeah.
I needed somebody to like talk me back.
Yeah. You know? Did you just say it was traumatic?
No, it was traumatic.
Yeah, he did. He sounded like he had just run away from a guy with a chainsaw and a hockey mask.
No, it was bad.
It was bad. You think you got problems.
I mean, they tried that once in the early 2000s, but luckily they corrected it. But this time, like, oh, everybody says it's so good. I'm like, who did you survey?
He tweeted to him, too, I see.
I sure did. I don't like it.
With all due respect, Outback, your new chicken tenders, fries, and honey mustard are awful.
Awful.
Please switch back to the previous version.
Is that the tweet?
That is the tweet.
That is the tweet. They responded, we're sad you're not enjoying them.
Yeah.
Outback responded. Right.
And go blank yourself while you're at it.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me I could go to their, not delivery.
Website?
No. who provides the food service.
Oh, the
supplier.
Supplier, yeah. And you can get them at some store, but I haven't been.
Yeah. Well, then obviously it's not that big a deal to you. Because you don't want it straight out your grease. You want it straight out their grease.
Yeah.
Well, you could do your own chicken tenders at home.
And I think this is the first year I'm not going to go for my birthday.
What are you going to do instead?
I don't know. I'm kind of depressed about it, to be quite honest.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there have been so many of them.
Well, not.
Especially here lately.
I look at it like this, like I'm getting to a big age, which is kind of shocking and takes my breath away. But at the same point, my mom died when she was 55. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like 15 years away. Like, yeah. Oh Lord.
So you realize that when you said that 55 is 15 years away from your big birthday, that you could have just said you were going to be 40, but you avoided that. But then when you said it's 15 years away, you let everybody know you're about to be 40.
Yeah. Well, that's our problem.
Because you usually get sensitive about it.
I do get sensitive.
You say, oh, Cubby, yeah. How old are you now? And you go,
well, it hurts to say just because it just sounds old to me. It's like when you're a little kid, you're like, oh my gosh, 40, you know. Mm-hmm. But then I look at it like, oh my gosh, like I might only have 15 years left. Like, oh.
Yeah. Do you remember your parents being 40?
I do remember my dad turning 40.
There you go. That'll make you feel better.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, because I had a broke arm playing football.
Do I?
Had a broke arm because I was playing football back in middle school.
When your dad turned 40?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And your mom made you quit after that? After you actually, broke your arm?
My dad did.
He did? Okay. I bet he's regretting that now, isn't he?
No. It pays the bills.
When he sees you still dancing like Paula Abdul on stage in your bedroom.
As Leslie
Jones. He's like, I should have put him back out there with the broken arm.
As Leslie Jordan once said, don't be bad, mommy. It bought you a condo.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cubby, for
That was great.
Hanging around.
That was hilarious. That is unreal.
Oh, yeah, you know you're welcome anytime.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Sorry I had to invite myself.
No, I told you a long time ago. You said you were going to come in.
It goes back
here
to my childhood.
See, you were going to come
my
in.
I would always say, don't invite yourself places, and I still don't get. I know
told
you said
you anytime,
it. I know.
Come by.
I know, but I still feel bad.
So we got to go get stationery now and send out paper invitation to you and save the date and RSVP. You got into snooty.
Oh, whatever. I hate to have to poison Alexis to get up here. But.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.